Alexander McCall Smith has written more than 100 books, including academic titles, short story collections, and immensely popular children's books. But he is best known for his acclaimed number one ladies detective agency series. Perhaps you've seen the delightful HBO series, which aired in 2009. McCall Smith is the author of several other series, including one featuring female sleuth Isabella Dalhousie. Look for the 10th mystery in that series, The Strange Habits of Happiness, in spring 2015. McCall Smith's newest series for kids is based on the adventures of the beloved Precious Ramotswe as a little girl. McCall Smith was born in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and was educated there and in Scotland. He became a law professor in Scotland and returned to Africa to work in Botswana, where he helped establish a law school at the University of Botswana. For many years, he was professor of medical law at the University of Edinburgh and a visiting professor at numerous other universities. In addition to his university work, McCall Smith has been the vice chairman of the Human Genetics Commission in the UK, the chairman of the British Medical Journal Ethics Committee, and a member of the International Bioethics Commission of UNESCO. McCall Smith currently lives in Edinburgh. His hobbies include playing wind instrument. In fact, he is the co-founder of an amateur orchestra called the Really Terrible Orchestra. He's also written several librettos, including one for the Okavango Macbeth, set among a troop of baboons in the Okavango Delta, which has been staged in Africa and the UK. Today we'll speak with him about the Handsome Man's Deluxe Cafe, 15 in the adventures of Ma Ramotswe, Ma Makutsi, and the gang. Welcome, Alexander. It's such a thrill to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you very much indeed, Lynn.
First and foremost, my congratulations on adding a brilliant new adjective to our language, Makutsian, marked by a tendency to be a bit prickly and wear fancy shoes. I have a friend or two who would proudly wear that label. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm delighted that you're using that word. I'm very pleased that a couple of the words that I've used in the number one ladies detective agency have passed into usage, if not common usage, at least into usage. So traditionally built for people of a certain size, generous size. I like that description. And indeed, many traditionally built people have said to me, thank you for that description. Makutsian is another one. It's rarer than traditionally built, but it does express exactly what you've said it expresses.
And also garagiste.
Yes, garagiste is a nice pretentious way of saying mechanic. I think that it's rather fun to occasionally resort to pretentious expressions, and garagiste is one. But don't call mechanics garagistes to their faces. They may not appreciate it.
The Handsome Man's Deluxe Cafe is number 15 in the adventures of Ma Ramotswe, Ma Makutsi, Ra JLB Matakoni, and the gang. Where did the inspiration for this particular story evolve from?
Well, I wanted to take Ma Makutsi's story on a bit. As you know, she's the assistant to Ma Ramotswe, and she, I think, is thinking of spreading her wings a bit, because she's married Mr. Futi Radifuti, who's got a bit of money, so her position is a little bit more comfortable, and she thinks she'll start a business on the side. So what does she do but start exactly the wrong sort of business, which is a restaurant, because we all know that restaurants are a veil of tears. There are all sorts of difficulties that crop up with restaurants. The chef is usually wanted by the police. The waiters are often drunk, that sort of problem. And so things get a little bit difficult for Ma Makutsi, but they're sorted out. Because in these books, as in all my books, the ending is always a happy one.
And we thank you for that. Now, fans of Ma Makutsi will be disturbed to learn that she is in danger of relinquishing her gold standard at the Botswana Secretarial College. A student is about to achieve a 98%. I'm wondering how Mama Coetzee can weather this storm.
Well, that obviously is something that we've all been worried about, because we know that she's very proud indeed of her 97% grade at the Botswana Secretarial College, never before equaled. And now there's a danger that somebody is going to get 98%. Of course, it's been coming. We must have realized that this was coming, because no record lasts forever. And even 97% obviously is vulnerable to 98%, 99%, or indeed 100%. Nobody, I think, will ever get 100% at the Botswana Secretarial College, but I'm sorry to say that her record is now threatened with this 98%. She's brave. She takes it on the chin. She is accepting of it. She's philosophical, but it hurts.
Do you think this has had any impact on Mama Coetzee in a way that is now making her divine messages from her shoes?
I don't think that the disturbance of the 97% record is having too much effect in that respect, because Mama Coetzee's shoes have talked to her for a long time. I never thought that I would write books in which one of the characters would have her shoes talk to her, but I found that that's happened. And it's rather fun. It's happened really by accident. I was writing a particular page and suddenly the shoes came in with a comment. I think that if we imagine what our shoes would say to us, if they could speak, I think we probably would imagine they'd be quite critical or complaining. Her shoes complain quite a bit, and indeed they criticize her on various scores. So it's fun. It's a ridiculous conceit, but it's great fun.
I was intrigued to read that Mama Coetzee and the character Charlie were actually having a discussion about sexism. In Southern Africa today, would this conversation actually occur?
Yes, I think it probably would, because there's been great progress in Southern African countries such as Botswana, where these books have been set, giving women a much fairer deal in society. And certainly if you compare the situation today with the situation a few decades ago, it's very different, and women are less constrained by a patriarchal society. Obviously, there is still progress to be made, and I suspect that there are many women there who feel that they've still got a lot of battles to fight on this particular front. But generally, there has been very, very good progress. So I think it's quite likely that Mama Coetzee and the apprentice Charlie, who's a fairly typical young man in many respects, would have this conversation in which Mama Coetzee would have to point out to him that some of his attitudes need looking at. So I think that's realistic.
We're speaking with Alexandra McCall-Smith on The Book Report.
The book actually has a serious topic at its core, domestic abuse. How have Southern African women changed in how they are treated?
Well, I think that, again, there's probably been a lot of progress made in recent decades in dealing with the problem of violence within the home. And certainly within South Africa, there's been a lot of enlightened development. Their constitutional law and their law relating to human rights has been tremendously improved. And so I think the position of people who are vulnerable to bullying by other people is much better than it was. Now, obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done in that area, and I think people are doing that. So I would be inclined to say that now it's a bit more difficult for a man to bully a woman in any circumstances. It's a bit more difficult for them to bully people in the workplace than it used to be, and it's probably a bit more difficult to bully people within the home, although the situation is far from ideal. So I have dealt with it in this book. These books are light-hearted and cheerful books, but often there's underneath the surface there's quite a serious issue. And as you say, this one of a woman being subjected to domestic abuse is present there. And happily, Mara Motswe is able to help this woman.
Yes. Your books make us feel that people from Botswana are scrupulously honest, moral, patriotic, and law-abiding. When you visit the country today, does it feel the same to you?
I think that there are very many fine qualities in Botswana. I remember feeling when I first visited Botswana, which was back really in 1980, I remember feeling that. You crossed the border into Botswana and you felt immediately that you were in a good place. And indeed, Botswana had a very good record since independence in 1966. They enshrined in their political culture, their social culture, a lot of good values. So it is a good place. It's probably the least corrupt country in Africa, and it's probably the best run country in Africa, and it's the country in Africa which has by and large the best record in respect of protecting people. Now, having said all that, obviously every country has its faults, nowhere's perfect, and the society that I first saw when I went to Botswana all those years ago will have changed to an extent. Every society changes. There's a move from the countryside to the cities, which of course brings fairly significant social change and changes in people's attitudes towards other people. But having said all that, I still discern in Botswana, when I go back as I do every year, I still see the same good qualities. They're still there. In other words, people still treat one another, it seems to me, with decency and courtesy in the small transactions of life. And that impresses people who visit Botswana. So there are changes, yes, and the modern world brings with it, I suppose, things that are less desirable than one might wish. People, I suppose, might be a bit more impatient. They might be a bit more materialistic, and so on.
How do you juggle the writing of your various series?
Well, there's a season for each of the series, and so because I write four or five books a year, I have to have my time allocated quite carefully. And so I write each book in its season, which will be a period of 2 or 3 months, and then I move on to the next one.
Any final thoughts about The Handsome Man's Deluxe Cafe?
Well, this book is the 15th book. The Handsome Man's Deluxe Cafe is the 15th book in the series. We've still got a lot of things to talk about in relation to the number one ladies' detective agency. We've got to sort out those apprentices. It's about time they finished their apprenticeship, but they've been going on for a long time. We've got a lot of matters that Mara Motsui still wants to address. So I think she's still there. I feel her presence as strongly as I felt it at the beginning of the series, and she's still the person I knew at the beginning of the series. She's still the same person I would like to sit down and have a cup of Red Bush tea with and talk about the world, because she's a very wise woman. She's a lovely presence. I like her very much indeed, and I can listen to her for a very long time, and I hope that she'll still be with us for a long time too.
Your fans love her too. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much indeed, Elaine. Okay.